My God, what can I say, folks? It's taken about 10 minutes to clean up this mess left in the ring by Most Wanted, and with Team Outlaw finally done with their tormentuous behavior, it's about time for our first of two title matches. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is set for a 30-minute time limit and will be for the WWA World Television Championship. About to enter the arena from Honolulu, Hawaii, he weighed in tonight tipping our scales at over 300 massive Hawaiian pounds. Fresh off his win over the BACW Heavyweight Champion Magnum Randall, this is a Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freaking nature. This is Chris Ross.
As the lights go out in the arena, is that the sound of a volcano erupting over the PA? No, I'm sorry, that's just gas. Oh, good Lord! The Ring of Fire just appeared on the scene, and as Chris Ross emerges from the back, he's got a bamboo cane in his hand and that damn Jamaican shirt powder around his neck. Come on, Big T! You know he's not cooking with that stuff. Why would you allow it at ringside? Standing on the stage, Ross raises his cane over his head and, oh! Explosions excite and ignite this jam-packed crowd. Walking to the ring with an arrogant smile, Ron Artest, a fan just hit him in the back with a cup of beer. Ross is turning around. Oh, my God. He sees beer all over his Hawaiian t-shirt. Don't go into the crowd, Ross. There are animals here in Detroit. Chris Ross is screaming a double Hawaiian battle cry, and he's going to jump into the crowd. Not again. WWA security is quick to grab Ross, and thank heavens, the fan is being cuffed and taken to jail. Entering the ring, you can see a very upset Chris Ross just glaring at a sign in the crowd that says, "Hey, Ross, nice shirt." Well, Ross better forget about his shirt for now, because being drenched with beer is nothing compared to what this champion's gonna do to him next.
Tommy Rockwell, 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 Rockwell.
And here's our opponent. He makes his way down to ringside from New York Resort via Austin, Texas, and claims communism has just begun. Accompanied to the ring by his bodyguard, Vic, he is the current WWA World Television Champion. This is Tommy Rockwell.
Diving into the ring headfirst under the bottom rope, Tommy Rockwell, a bunch of world television titles from around his waist and laying it down in the center of the ring. Continues to bounce back and forth and side to side. Tommy Rockwell is ready to fight. This week, Tommy Rockwell pretty much is a Chris Ross of the joke. And that if he wanted to make jokes to be funny, perhaps Ross was better off suited for the circus than a wrestling ring. With little or no respect for Chris Ross, Rockwell just might be looking past the young Hawaiian in hopes of getting a shot at Magnum Randall or Rick Righteous.
The Bear!
Oh, wait a minute, what is this?
The Bear!
Derek Parsons just appeared on the Ovaltron!
Whoa,
this is unexpected!
I guess you two boys are wondering why I interrupted your little match you got going on there. Well, for starters, let's start with you, Tommy. Look at you, with your shiny little belt you have. You know, you did a great job at editing tape of the Battle Royal. I'm pretty proud of yourself. You know, it just amazes me what you can do with video equipment nowadays. And yeah, perhaps I should be mad at Batiste for taking the title away from me and giving it to you. But you know what? Batiste was only doing what he thought was best for the WWA. He had no other choice. Take the title from me and give it to you based on what he saw in that video. But what was your excuse, Tommy? What, you didn't think you could beat me for the 1-2-3? So you cooked up this little scheme to steal the title from me? And you're probably thinking to yourself,
what's he talking about? I did beat him for the 1-2-3.
Yeah, you're right, you did. But that was only after that dumb fuck Tremier threw me off the stage and broke my neck. And I don't know when I'll be back in a WWA ring. As you can see, it might be a while. But make no mistake, regardless of what the doctors are telling me, I will be back. And when I do, there's a few people in the locker room that won't like it one damn bit. And Tommy, you're one of them. You're probably hoping that Tamir ended my career and you would never have to face me again. But Tamir didn't get the job done. I will be back. But I guess you already knew that. Probably thought I wouldn't recognize your name on the card and wouldn't go after you. Hell, while you're at it, you might as well get yourself a sex change. Because you're nothing but a bitch. A cowboy bitch that stole my title. But that's all good. You see, Tommy, I may not be able to face you today. Maybe not even tomorrow. But when I step back in that ring, your ass is going to be beaten. And Tommy, that isn't a threat. That's a fucking promise. What the hell are you smiling at, Ross? You're no better than Rockwell. Look at you with your pathetic Hawaiian shirt. You think you're a big shot now, don't you? You like to beat up doctors, rednecks, policemen, church-going citizens, and even gorillas. Is that supposed to impress me? Is that supposed to scare me? And you wonder why everywhere you go, people want to talk about me, DCP, Derek Cheapshot Parks. Well, I'll tell you why, Ross. It's because I'm the good, the bad, the ugly, and you're nothing but a Hawaiian shirt-wearing piece of shit. So let me tell you something, Ross. Just like Rockwell, just like Tamir, when I return to the WWA, you're in for a GBU ass-whipping. Now, even though you're probably going to beat that cum squat standing next to you for the World Television Championship here tonight, you'll always be just another Hawaiian reject. You know, it's kind of ironic that you come out here each and every week to the song Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Hell, you're not even white. You two better enjoy your time here in the WWA. Because when I return, it won't be enjoyable for either of you. And oh, and one more thing, Ross. Turn around.
Rockwell smashes the title into the back of Chris Ross's neck, but the massive Hawaiian turns around, giving Tommy Rockwell the Dikembe finger wag. He wasn't even faced, my God! Not wasting any time, Ross barrels into Rockwell, bullying the champion into the center of the ring. Dropping on one knee, Rockwell delivers a low blow, and this forces the challenger to fall backwards into the opposite corner. Oh my God, that has to hurt. Taking hold of the ropes and moving in, Rockwell drives a series of boots into the powerful midsection of Ross, and this can't be good for the challenger's stamina. Low uppercut, straightening up the massive Hawaiian and driving a boot back into the challenger's midsection. Rockwell clamps down hard with a reverse headlock. He's looking for a DDT. No, powering up. Wait a minute. Ross is powering up, and he's powering Tommy Rockwell onto his shoulder. Oh, Lord, did you see that? Samoan drop from hell, and Tommy Rockwell is instantly injured. Oh, my God, that Ross is powerful. Punches and punches rain down on the champion, and Ross is not stopping to smell the flowers, folks. Off the canvas comes the champion, and back into the corner, Rockwell hits with a thud, courtesy of a hard Hawaiian whip. Rumbling across the ring like an 18-wheeler on crack, Chris Ross leaps up into the air, and Rockwell can't get out of the way. Devastating kahuna splash. The champion is on wobbly legs, and Luke and Ross go to work with a pair of heavy-handed uppercuts. Rockwell grips his chest from the sting and turning into the turnbuckle to protect his skin. Oh, my God! Did you see Ross rip the champion off the canvas and flat onto his back with a side Hawaiian leg sweep? What agility from this gigantic Hawaiian! Hooking the leg, Ross is going for the win. We have a cover and a count. One, two, three. No, kick out by Rockwell, and this one's going to continue. Where the heck is Ross going? Good Lord, no, not the top ropes. You're gigantic. Chris Ross, he's placed his 300-pound frame up onto the top rope, and folks, he's not stopping. Here he comes, up the turnbuckle and down onto the canvas. Oh, my God. Rockwell rolls out of the way, and Ross just went face first into the mat. Now that had a hurt. Shaking out the cobwebs, Rockwell stumbles into a rolling knee across the bridge of the challenger's nose, and he's starting to get his second win. Here comes Tommy Rockwell showing everybody in the WWA just why he's a World Television Champion. Into the corner with a four-step sprint, and out of the corner, here comes the champion, and he lowers his snap leg drop across the throat, and he has the big man down. Tommy Rocket has to resort to these types of tactics if he ever is planning on slowing that big man down. He's going for the cover. Hook of the leg and the cover and the count. One, 2. Easy kick out by Chris Roth, and Tommy Rockwell should have brought a bat into the ring if he's planning on keeping this big Hawaiian down. Pulling the challenger off the canvas, Rockwell tosses him into the ropes. No, Ross reverses the Irish whip, and it's Rockwell on the rebound. Wild clothesline by Ross, misses and off the opposite nylon and into the air. The champion connects with an awesome stage press. No, wait a minute, Ross isn't going down. Rocket is mounted up onto his shoulders, and he's raining punches down him one after counter power bomb. Cripples Tommy Rockwell into submission, and this one has to be over. Cover him, Ross. You got this. 1-1, 1-2. I don't believe it. Tommy Rockwell kicked down, and the champion is not going down at the hands of Chris Ross. But this resistance just has made Ross that much more angry inside the ring. Everyone knows this guy is a Hawaiian hothead. And perhaps if you look real deep inside the eyes of Chris Ross when you're wrestling him, this could be his only weakness. Off the canvas and into the ropes for a second time, builds a champion and setting up in the center of the ring. Rockwell leaps up into the air, surprising Ross. High knee connect, countering the Ross. Back body drop, falling back onto one knee. The challenger appears to be dazed, rotating Ross to his feet. Rockwell is going for... No, you've got to be kidding me, Tommy. Tommy Rockwell's going to try to pull up a 300-pound vertical suplex. No, Ross clamps down, and he's choking out the champion with a front face lock. Rockwell falls to one knee, and we're under 1 minute left to go in this match. If Tommy Rocket could somehow manage to not submit or not get pinned, he will retain the title. Releasing the chokehold, Rockwell collapses on the canvas, and Ross can't win it just like that. Come on, you gotta pin him. Cover him, Ross, cover him. Chris Ross just looked over at his Hawaiian t-shirt that was ruined and drenched with beer earlier, and can you believe he's still mad? Motioning and climbing up to the top turnbuckle, Ross is gonna crush the champion with that crazy suicide dive that he missed last week. Here comes the pain! Oh my God, he missed! He missed! Face first into the logo, Chris Ross missed. We have 30 seconds remaining in the contest, and it appears Tommy Rockwell is going to defend his World Television title. The champion's up. The challenger is struggling to his feet. Kick by Rockwell forces Ross flat onto his back. Rockwell is climbing into the heavens. He's at the apex. He's signaling for the blast-off elbow smash. Into the air with the greatest of ease. Tommy Rockwell just crushed Chris Ross, and this one is going to be over with the 1-2. Yes, 3. This one is over. Tommy Rockwell has defeated Chris Ross.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest, because the time limit has expired, and still WWA's World Television Champion, I give you Tommy Rockwell!
On his hands and knees and gripping the television title, Tommy Rockwell now ascends to heaven with the belt high above his head, turning back to gaze down at the defeated Chris. Oh my God! No! Jamaican shirt powder to the face of the television champion by Chris Ross. Oh my God! What a sore loser! Off the turnbuckle and up into the air! And the wipeout! And down goes Tommy Rockwell! Oh my God! Rockwell has been devastated by the wipeout! And I can only say this, folks. If Chris Ross can't take losing, he should get out of WWE. We don't have time for crybabies like you. No, I'm not going to fight you, Ross. What do you think? I'm just an announcer. No, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just saying there's no need to attack Tommy Rockwell like that. He beat you fair and square. Fans, an angry and upset Chris Ross has exited the squared circle, leaving Tommy Rockwell inside the ring waiting for a medical team to collect him. And you know what? We need a break. Thank God.